Wishing you a beautiful Saturday, and I hope you have a lovely weekend. So today we are finishing up the topic of the mind-body connection. It's been a really interesting week. I love all the interaction from you all. It definitely has sparked a lot of conversation, which has been great. As always, if there's any topic you want me to cover, anything's personally for you going on that you'd like some guidance on and advice on, I can incorporate that into any teaching at any stage. Obviously, all your information you would send me or your questions are completely confidential, but it does help me to make sure that you're getting, you know, all of the things that you want from It's Time For Me as well. And that's very important to me. And I do find as well, a lot of the times when people you know, when I ask for ideas of things you want to cover, or sometimes I might, you know, I've done it where I've thrown it open to you guys for a week, I actually tend to get similar topics. So, you know, it's obviously things that are meant to be. So do feel free to text me or email me at any point. So it's been a really interesting week. We've done a mix of audio, we've done a mix of meditation, and also looking at the affirmations and then the questions that you sent me yesterday. And really today is just a summary to finish up the week. In terms of everything I told you about my own personal story, that's just really to share with you the impact that the body can have, obviously, and from an emotional state or from a stress state. Also for you, most importantly as well, it was to give you more of a tangible example of that, but for you to tune into yourself and really, really listen to yourself. And that's what I wanted you to do in the meditation with that scan. You know, there's a really interesting mindfulness technique, which is a body scan, but it lasts about an hour and it really gets you to go into every aspect. Not what I did the other day with you. It's quite long, can feel quite drawn out, but it really is centering you into that. So I suppose for today, it's about taking more notice of your body, taking more notice of the signs that it's giving you, and in a good and bad way. So for example, if you're putting certain foods into your body, feel what feels good. You know, what's nourishing you, what feels good, what's making you feel stodgy, what's making you feel bloated. If you imagine yourself like a bin, from an emotional perspective, if you were throwing rubbish into a bin all of the time and not emptying it out, the bin would overflow. If it was in your kitchen, eventually your kitchen would get overrun with rubbish and be spilling out maybe into your hall or into your sitting room or wherever it might be, or out the front door. So you have to empty out that bin to clear the rubbish. So your emotions are exactly the same, to acknowledge what's there and to clear them out. And if they're not being cleared out, they're being stored within the body. Where do they go? This is why they do have an impact on us. So it's important for you to be taking stock of that. And like I said earlier on, during the week in one of the audios, it's like, by doing It's Time For Me and keeping that focus on yourself, it's acknowledging things so that they don't have to be stored in the body and create pain, or, you know, a continuous cycle or a pattern of sickness, or even just you not feeling your best self. It's all about being our best self. And I was just before I recorded this audio, I was thinking about that. I was thinking about, you know, what does it mean to be our best self? And that is from everything to living in a decluttered space, to having a decluttered mind, to having a decluttered body. And that's what we're going to be covering actually next week, is how to declutter our lives. Because decluttering isn't just about, you know, getting rid of old things maybe stuck in the house. It's also about what we're putting in to ourselves, into our lives, into our home, you know, into our bedrooms, into our cars, into our desk at work. It's everything we're surrounding ourselves with, so that we can declutter to become the best version of ourselves. Because when you are at the best version of yourself, that's when good things happen. I can actually pinpoint times and years in my life where things were as perfect as they could be. Let's say, I don't think everything is going to be perfect all of the time, because life, as much as we would like it to be, life would actually get quite boring. We learn from the lessons and the hardships and things like that. So I can pinpoint those years. One was 1999 when I was 18. Another was 2005 when I was about 24, I should say. Another one then was 2008 when I was 26, I would have been at the time, to 27. Another year was 2013 when I was 32, the year I was getting married. And what, and here I am in 2013, here I am 2019. Not that I haven't had good years, but I haven't had the best version of myself at all in that period of time, which is quite long. And if you look at those gaps, 99 to 2005 to 2008 to 2013, you know, they're quite spaced out. And that doesn't mean the years in between were bad. It just means, like I'm saying now, for the last 6 years, I haven't been the best version of myself. And that is about the clarity of body and mind. And that's what I've been trying to get you to do. So the common denominator in those years was actually physically being clear. So making sure what I was eating and drinking and who I was spending time with, losing, you know, maybe excess weight that I had, getting rid of foods that I was intolerant to, working more in what I was feeling passionate about at the time, everything flowed. I had the best energy. You know, I felt great. My health was great. My skin was great. My hair was great. My life was great. My relationships were great. My finances were great. My social life was great. You know, but the common denominator underneath all of that was how I physically was. Because the more clear you are in body and mind, and particularly body as a starting point, they say our body is a temple, the better able you are to approach your life. So we're going to kind of carry on this topic next week in a different way, but it's decluttering body, mind, life, you know, tangible things around you like your bedroom, your car, your desk, all those things I mentioned. So for today, as we finish up this week, it is about just trying to take more stock of yourself and maybe think ahead for Monday when we start a new topic about how you can declutter all these aspects of your life that are blocking you and what needs to shift in that. So look, I wish you a beautiful Saturday. I look forward to connecting with you tomorrow, and I wish you a fabulous day.